Hi, how you doing? Can you hear me?
Yes, is it Georgia Lottery?
No. How you doing? My name is Steve, and I'm calling in because we are conducting a survey and trying to see if you can help us out by answering a couple questions. Hello?
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, all right. Perfect. We are conducting a survey in Georgia to help us, you know, better understand what is the most important to people across some topics. Your participation is very important to the success of this research. When thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Dissatisfied.
Somewhat or very dissatisfied?
Very.
Oh, okay. Thank you. When thinking about the issues that are the most important to you, how important do you, how would you say each of these issues is it to you? Use a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means it's not an important issue to you, and 10, it means that it's a very important issue to you. So the first one is crime and violence from the 0 to 10. How important is this issue to you? Hello?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. That one from a number from 0 to 10, how important do you think this issue is to you for the crime and violence?
Yeah.
A 10? All right. Thank you. Next one is climate change from 0 to 10. How important is this issue to you?
0.
0. Thank you. Next one is healthcare. From 0 to 10, how important is this to you?
10.
Thank you. Next one is inflation and cost of living from 0 to 10. 10. Thank you. Next one is abortion rights from 0 to 10. How important is it to you?
0.
Thank you. Next one is student loan and debt from 0 to 10. How important is it? Thank you. Next one is democracy from 0 to 10. How important is it to you?
I'm going to pick NA for that one. I don't really.
That's like a 5, somewhere neutral.
Sure, yeah, that's fine.
All right, thank you. Racism and discrimination from 0 to 10.
Yeah.
Thank you. And K-12 education.
Yeah.
Thank you. Criminal justice reform.
Seven.
Thank you. Voting rights.
10.
Thank you. Let's see. Immigration.
I'm gonna say 0 because it doesn't really affect me.
Okay.
I'm
thank
not
you.
An immigrant.
Next one would be jobs and wages from 0 to 10.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you. Reproductive freedom.
I'm going to say 10 because I'm a woman.
Thank you. As you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state, and local offices in 2024. I know it's a long way off, but sometimes something comes up and prevents people from voting. But as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not likely to vote at all, and 10 means that you are extremely likely to vote? Okay, thank you. What is your race? Are you white, black, or African-American, American Indian, or Alaska Native, Asian, Pacific Islander, Middle Eastern, Hispanic, Latino,
black.
Spanish? Oh, okay, thank you. Are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
I believe I am.
Oh, okay, thank you. Do you think of yourself as a male, female, or something else?
Female.
Thank you. What is the year of your birth?
1990.
Thank you. What is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
Associate's degree.
Thank you. Let's see. Okay. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a change on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means your vote has no... Oh, okay, thank you. How much power do you feel that the black community has to make a change on issues that matter the most to your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel the black community... Thank you. Please rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 5 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. If you have no opinions or have never heard of a person or organization, please indicate that. So the first person is Raphael Warnock, from a 0 to 10. How favorable are you to this person?
0.
All right, thank you. Next one is Tim Waltz, from a 0 to 10.
I don't know who that is. Wait, that's like the he's running like for the vice president for Camilla, right?
That is correct.
I still don't know who he is, though, but I'm not familiar, really.
Thank you. And then the next one is Brad Raffensperger.
Same, I don't know.
Oh, thank you. The next one is Brian Kemp.
I think that would be 0, right?
That is correct. Then next one is Andre Dickens.
I heard that name before, but I don't know exactly who that is either.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Next one is J.D. Benz.
Not really a fan, so I'm going to say 0.
All right. Thank you. John Ossoff.
One.
All right. Thank you. I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? For Donald Trump, Kamala Harris, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Cornel West, Jill Stein?
Harris. For the win.
I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 elections for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be your House representative, the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate?
Democratic.
All right, thank you. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general elections for president, or were you not able to vote? Did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, Joe Jorgensen, Howie Hawkins, others?
Was not able to vote.
Oh, okay, thank you. Thinking back in the last 4 years, would you say that your life has gotten much worse, stay the same, better, or much better?
Worse.
Okay, so much worse. Okay. Everybody's got to use coupons when y'all go shopping, man.
Me too.
Some people look at me because I look young and shopping with coupons. Some people say no matter who people vote for, it won't make a difference to what happens. Others say that who people vote for can make a big difference to what happens. In your mind, does voting make no difference, a small difference, a moderate difference, or a big difference?
Small.
Okay. Thank you. Below is a list of people and events that could have prevented the progress you thought should have happened by now. after each one, please indicate how much you believe that each person's or event prevented the progress you wanted to see in this country from 0 to 10, where 10, this is a little bit backwards, 10 means that you believe that that person or event certainly prevented progress. A 5 means that you are not sure. A 0 means that you believe that the person or event certainly did not prevent progress. You may choose any numbers from 0 to 10. So the first one is like Vice President Harris, from 0 to 10. Do you think that Harris prevented any progress on the country, or she did not prevent any progress on the country?
To my knowledge, she didn't prevent any progress.
All right, thank you. The next one is COVID-19 recovery. Do you think that event prevented the country to have any progress, or did not prevent the country to have any progress?
It did not prevent us to have progress. It actually put us behind.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Next one is Democrats in Georgia General Assembly. Do you think that the Democrats in Georgia General Assembly prevented the country to go forward, or did not prevent the country to go forward?
No, they didn't prevent it to go forward.
Thank you. Next one is Democrats in the U.S. Congress. Did they prevent the country from going forward, or they did not prevent the country from going forward?
I really don't feel like we progressed, so I'm going to say they did not.
Okay. You can also choose like a number from 0. Do you think they did not?
Oh, 10. I'm sorry. Zero.
Zero. All right. Thank you.
Well, so far, all my answers are 0.
All right. That is true. Next one is your local mayor. Do you think that your local mayor prevented the country to have any progress, or he did not prevent the country to have any progress?
He did not prevent. They didn't give us no stimulus or nothing. Maybe if I was in Cali, I would say they did.
Okay. Last one would be black voters. Do you think the black voters prevented the country from going forward, or they did not prevent the country from going forward?
They didn't prevent it from going forward. I don't think any color voter did.
All right. Thank you. Below is a list of some policies, developments, and statements that have an impact on many black people's lives. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that each one will motivate you or people in your network to vote from a 0 to 10, where 10 means that it will strongly motivate you to vote, and 5 means that you are not sure, and 0 means that the policy will not motivate you to vote at all. You may choose any numbers from 0 to 10. So these are some policies, developments, and statements that have impacted on many black peoples and lives. So the first one reads, black voters should recognize the progress that has been made towards collective black power. While there is still some work to be done, patience with each other is essential as we continue the path to future progress. From 0 to 10, how motivated are you to go regarding this statement?
Five.
Okay, thank you. Next one is, things going slow. Because next statement is, because we demanded funds from HBCUs, the American Rescue Plan invested over $2.7 billion in historically black colleges and universities, the largest ever. Over $260 million went to 8 Georgia schools. With half required to direct student financial relief through grants, debt, discharge, and other aid. From a 0 to 10, how motivated are you to vote?
Uh, 7.
All right. Thank you. Next one, because we voted in March, the Consumers Financial Protection Bureau took a significant step to protect consumers by reducing credit card late fees from $32 to $8. This charge expected to save consumers a substantial $10 billion annually, demonstrating that the Bureau's commitment to easing financial burdens and promoting fair credit practices. From a 0 to 10, how will you vote on this one? How motivated are you?
Zero.
Thank you. And next one is because we voted, the Consumers Financial Protection Bureau announced a major initiative to remove medical debt from credit reports for over 15 million Americans. This policy change is projected to boost credit scores by an average of 20 points, providing significant financial relief and improving access to credit for millions of individuals. From 0 to 10, how motivated are you on to vote on this one? 10, thank you. Because we protested together, this administration has banned no-knock warrant and chokeholds and mandated body cameras for all officers. When state prosecutors fell, federal hate criminals laws were used to convict the murderers of Habnew Avery and Breonna Taylor. From 0 to 10, how motivated to vote on this statement?
So basically, what is that one saying? Like, I would be voting for that. That's basically saying I am for that or I am against that.
That you are for that. This one is saying I am
for the no knock warrant.
That is correct.
Okay. So if I say I am for, that mean I don't agree to them knocking and entering?
That is correct. That's what it is. So it says the administration has banned no-knock warrants and chokeholds.
So they can enter without knocking, is that what that means?
That is correct.
I'm not going to vote for that one, so that would be zero.
Thank you. Now, thank you for your response so far. I know I'm going to ask you some of these questions again. Sometimes people change their minds, and that's perfectly okay. Please answer based on how you feel right now. So some of them are going to be repeated questions. This is just in case you have changed your opinion. The first one, no matter how frequently you vote in the elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a change on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means your vote has no power at all.
Zero.
All right, thank you. How much power do you feel the Black community has to make change on issues that matter the most to your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel the Black community has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means the Black community has no power at all, and 10 means that the Black community has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to their community.
I'm going to say like 1, little, small.
Okay. All right. Thank you. As you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state, and local offices in 2024. I know it's a long way off. Sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting, but it's, as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are likely or not likely? Thank you. Thinking back in the last 4 years, will you say that your life has gotten much worse, stay the same, better, or much better?
Worse.
Okay. Thank you. Do you consider yourself 1, heterosexual or straight, 2, lesbian or gay, 3, bisexual or 4, something else?
Heterosexual.
Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or a widow?
Single.
Thank you. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
4.
Oh, you are? You are the guardian or parent?
You said what?
Oh, sorry.
Yeah,
are you?
Yeah, 4.
Are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
No.
Yes,
are
I
you
am.
Over the age of 18?
He said under the age of 18. I am. I have four children.
Oh, there you go. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
In politics today, do you consider yourself Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
Independent is choosing neither party, right?
That is correct.
I'm going to say Independent.
Thank you. Do you lean more towards the Republican Party, the Democratic Party, or neither?
Well, it's not neither. Thank y'all. He's asking me. I'm going to have to go with Democratic.
Okay, thank you. How will you describe your employment status? Full-time, part-time, temporarily laid off, unemployed, retired, permanently disabled, homemaker, or stay-home parent, student?
Full-time.
Thank you. Last year in the 2023, what was your total financial income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
20,000.
All right. Thank you. So this will conclude our survey. I know that some of those, as we mentioned, they were a little bit repetitive, but thank you once again for answering those questions once again. And thank you also for taking your time and helping us out with the survey. Enjoy the rest of your day. Thank you, man. Take care.